Hello everyone, welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Jerry, and how's everyone doing today? So for today's video, I chose an animation from a YouTuber named Domix. So he basically draws animation and talking about like some random stuffs in his life. And today's video topic is about the food, because Domix is from the Philippines. His family is from the Philippines. However, he grew up in Canada, where most of the neighborhood is white people. So there's like culture differences in it, and one of them is the food they eat. And this video is just about those funny things, like how his classmates react to the food he brought to school. And for today's challenge, our sentence is, and as a kid, I gotta admit, I became self-conscious of the exotic foods I brought for my classmates to see. You know, I take out my rice and chicken adobo, or literally what I normally eat at home for lunch, but in a packed container. And as a kid, I gotta admit, I became self-conscious of the exotic foods I brought for my classmates to see. You know, I take out my rice and chicken adobo, or literally what I normally eat at home for lunch, but in the packed container. And the first vocabulary of today is self-conscious. Self-conscious. So, conscious 的意思呢，有意思是有意识的，或者是你有注意到这件事的。那么像如果是这个句子中的 self-conscious 呢，也就是你有意识到自己，你一直在注意自己，所以衍生的意思代表说对自己感到不自在或者是不安。那常见的用法就是你可以说 self-conscious about， 也就是你对你自己的某一件事情感到不安，感到不自在。那有例句就像是 He was self-conscious about his acne when he was a teenager， 也就是他是青少年的时候呢，他对自己的青春痘感到不自在或者是不安。那 conscious 的相反呢，就是 unconscious 嘛，也就是无意识的，就是生理上的那种无意识，或者是你没有意识到你去做什么事情。像你可以说 The victim was unconscious when she was found， 就是受害者呢被找到的时候已经失去了意志，就是昏迷状态的意思。那第二个单字呢，则是 exotic， exotic， exotic 呢意思就是异国情调的，也就是从外国来的事情，可能有一些神秘的色彩啊之类的，要表达异国情调的，你就可以用 exotic 来形容。像你可以说 I enjoy exotic cuisine 或是 exotic fruits， 就是我很喜欢吃异国的美食，或者是来自异国的水果之类的。不过如果 exotic 后面是接 dancer 的话， exotic dancer 的意思则是脱衣舞者，也就是 stripper 的意思，所以就不一定是真的是指异国的意思了。那么如果是欧美人士的异国呢，通常就是指我们东方国家嘛。那么东方呢，你有一个字 Orient 可以来形容，像是 The Orient 就是指我们东亚以及东南亚的国家合称，就可以说 The Orient。 或者是之前上映的电影东方快车谋杀案，不知道你们有没有去看过，它的英文片名就是 Murder of the Orient Express。那 express 就是快车嘛，所以 orient 就是东方的意思。当然如果你要当做形容词的话呢，就是要用 oriental。 那么第三个单字呢，则是 literally。 literally， literally 的意思呢，就是字面上强调字面上的意思。像是你可以说 You won't understand the story if you read it literally. You have to read between the lines，就是如果你知道字面上呢去理解这个故事呢，你是不会懂的，你一定要去读懂它字里行间的意思。 Literally 也可以当做一种强调的作用，或者是表达我真的是字面上的意思，我没有在夸张。例如你可以说 He literally lost $1 million during his trip to Vegas， 就是他去赌城的时候呢，他真的损失了，他真的输了100万元。所以你有时候在跟一些母语人士讲话的时候，他们可能会一直说 literally， 那他可能就只是要当做一种强调夸饰的作用而已。那么 literally 呢， 就是一个字根嘛，相关的单字呢还有 literacy， 所以 literacy 就是识字的意思，像是在叙述一种国家的状态上会讲到识字率嘛，那你就可以说 literacy rate， 也就是识字率的意思。还有另外就是 literature， 也就是文学嘛，像如果你说 I major in English literature， 意思就是我是主修英语文学或者是英文系的意思。那今天的三个单字呢，就是 self-conscious、 exotic 跟 literally。 So that's it for today's vocabulary, and I will read the sentence again. And as a kid, I gotta admit I became self-conscious for the exotic foods I brought for my classmates to see. You know, I take out my rice and chicken adobo, or literally what I normally eat at home for lunch, but in a packed container.So that is for today's challenge, and I personally think that literally is quite hard to pronounce, because, you know, even though there's only four syllables, it feels like there's like 10, because your tongue is always like moving around when you pronounce the word. So remember to practice like literally 10 times before you do the recording.And that's it for today's challenge, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.